I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Burlington. And I can see that some people know what happens at this point. We give away tickets for the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. 800-400-3697. Those lines are all lit up. We're looking for caller number 97. You have to be over 21. These live secret shows are so fun. If you're a fan of the regular secret show, which we do a couple days a week, you can find it at RadioAlice.com. It's like a whole extra half hour or so. And we take on people's bad advice. If you've got any kind of problem, we'd love to bat it around. You know, your five friends that you, your five best friends from the radio talking about your problem.
We almost always get it right.
Oh my God, we're amazing. We call it bad advice just as a disclaimer. I mean, it's right there in the title.
But it's really spot on advice.
Oh my God.
That's what it should be called.
Well, anytime you
nailed
give
it.
Advice, right. You and Hooman are definitely the best at the advice giving. That's for sure. I mean, just ask Hooman.
Neither of us will disagree with you. We feel strong in our recommendations.
So when we take it on the road, it's really fun because it kind of gives it a new dynamic, and the audience sometimes does live bad advices. You can't believe what someone is willing to stand up and tell an entire room full of people. But man, there couldn't be a more sympathetic audience. If you've got a problem, come to our live secret show. Everybody's got an answer for you. So we're doing it this time at Club Fugazi. That is the home of Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon.
Oh, wait. So I just want to clarify. So callers now are not winning tickets to Dan's party. They're winning tickets to the...
No, don't confuse the issue.
There are no tickets to Dan's party. So no,
there are no tickets to that. Don't mention that. This is for Beach Blanket Babylon, the home of it. This is not
for our secret show.
You're really screwing me up right now.
For the secret show,
right.
Everyone.
Doing it at Club Fugazi, the home of Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. Holiday extravaganza is November 15th through December 31st, featuring tap dancing Christmas trees, parodies of Christmas carols, the legendary gigantic Yuletide hat, and more. Tickets are on sale now at beachblanketbabylon.com. But if you want to win your way into our live secret show, be calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697, and be sure to wear a costume. We're doing a huge costume contest like we do every year. You're going to have to really put some effort in to win this one. The grand prize is a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and two nights lodging courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. Other prizes include a 40-inch HD smart TV.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Passes into the San Francisco Dungeon, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon tickets, and more. And all the info on this party is at RadioAlice.com. And we're doing this all day long. From 8 to 4 on the fives, you can win your way in. Speaking of that, I have a couple corrections to make. I just read the thing about the Niall Horan meet and greet and the tickets for a show at the Masonic. That's at 5:05, not at 4:05. That's at 5:05. Even as I read 4:05, Uzi and I locked eyes and went, that doesn't seem right. We're doing the secret show tickets at that point.
Exactly.
So 5:05 is when you will hear a cue to call and win the Jane contest. Other thing that I want to do is my mom texted me during the break.
Oh.
And she said, what about Elvis's Jailhouse Rock? This was an hour ago or so we did.
Right, but he's a solo artist.
Oh, that's why.
There it is.
What's wrong with you guys?
Hold on. That's not why. That was from earlier today. That was a whole nother thing. What was that one?
I don't know. I feel like.
The songs with rock in them?
I feel like you're confusing me.
The best band from every state. Those were bands.
Oh.
Elton John.
Okay.
Oh.
Michael Jackson.
Right.
What year was Elvis, though?
57. That was a number one hit. And we looked at a couple different sources for it. So we found one, or my mom found one that said it was number three. But we found it on Wiki and on a Billboard historical site.
Oh, and your mom jumped online and did some research.
She did some research. It's true. And it turns out, I believe that was a number one song. If someone has some other, I don't know why it didn't get included here. It actually makes me a little angry.
I think it was.
That Elvis got left off?
No, yeah, that Elvis. I mean, I love Elvis.
Number one for 6 weeks in a row.
Damn, there you go. And they don't say anything about it being limited. Did they not have the Billboard Hot 100 at that point?
No,
maybe it didn't start till later.
It says Billboard chart history.
Yeah, well, so. There you go. So the first one to do it, at least as of right now, was not Elton John in 1973 with Crocodile Rock. It was Elvis Presley with Jailhouse Rock in 1957. Good one, Mom.
Do you want to mention the Queens one, too?
Oh, yeah. So we talked about We Will Rock You. That was, it peaked at number 4.
Correct, yes. And you asked,
what was number 1 when that was number, like, what could have beaten out We Will Rock You? And it was
Bee Gees, Staying Alive.
Oh, that was a big one. Huge.
That was a big one. Okay. You know I love stuff about space.
Oh, yeah.
I love the search for other life and to get off this planet. And, you know, all the things that are awesome about space. I am a rocket man in my heart. In my heart, I am. So, Tom DeLonge, who is the guitar player from Blink 182, he's a crazy person.
He's not anymore.
No, but
he's not in the band because they couldn't keep him around.
Well, he was the best thing about that band, in my humble opinion. But
really?
Yes.
All right.
I thought Tom DeLonge was just...
You like wait, what was that? Angels and Airwaves, too?
I don't know. I think
he did another band after Blink.
I didn't like them. But in the few videos that I've watched, I always think, oh, that guy, he's the one.
Okay.
And maybe it's just because we're obviously kindred spirits.
Oh,
because now in all his
stuff.
Free time, he has started a whole thing. And I guess that it's no secret that he's into UFOs and extraterrestrial life.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he's, you know, for some people that's easy to laugh at. For me, I'm like, oh, he's a dreamer. He's a visionary. Like, he must be best friends with Elon Musk.
Okay.
Maybe not, though. So this month, he took his interest past the I'm interested in that level and into the realm of obsession. He formed an organization called To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. It unites scientists and professionals from across disciplines to get the answers of our cosmos, it says here. So it's a request for crowdfunding. And you'll be surprised.
Oh, my God. He wants us to pay for this crap?
He does. We don't still know exactly what To the Stars would be doing. He said, I guess he was on Facebook and gave some insight into what he wants to accomplish here. He's crowdsourcing a spaceship. He's attempting to build a, quote, electromagnetic vehicle to travel instantaneously through space, air, and water by engineering the fabric of space-time. So they've got some work to do. And the reason I'm even mentioning this is because they've raised some real money.
Oh.
Not the money it's going to take to build the spaceship, but a surprising amount of money from a crowdsourcing site for something as...
My problem with this is that he's a celebrity and he's got a lot of people that follow him and he's taking these donations for something like this when I feel like there are people who could actually use those donations... But he's putting his energy in the wrong... I think he's putting his energy in the wrong place.
Well, I feel like we do need to get off the planet. I just don't know if the guy who's, you know, behind Enema of the State is going to be the one that helps us.
Right.
So he's asking for, let's see, investors who would want to be involved in the creation of the spaceship. And they have raised... This is the To the Stars website. At the time of this is on UpRocks, they've raised over $380,000.
How much did you say?
$380,000.
Oh, because I'm looking at a site right now that says $5.5 million.
$5.5 million?
With 841 investors.
So maybe he's doing something serious then.
This is from yesterday. Well, seriously.
I'm on it right now.
That's incredible.
Amount raised. Let's see. To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science.
To the Stars. Here's a picture of the spaceship he wants to build. It looks like it would poke you right in the eye. It's kind of needle-ish. On the other side of the coin, Travis Barker is doing something. He's got a...
Did he post this on October 11th?
He did. Is that the Facebook or the Instagram post? What is that, the Facebook post?
I guess this is Instagram post. Hello, my name is Tom DeLonge from Blink 182. I brought together an elite team from the CIA, the DOD, and the FMR Director of Advanced Programs at Lockheed Martin's Skunk Works. We are aiming to build this electromagnetic vehicle to travel instantaneously through space, air, and water by engineering the fabric of space-time.
See, that's the there's the catch right there. Engineering the fabric of space-time. If they can get someone to figure that out, I think all our problems might be solved.
Mm-hmm. So you went to thestarsacademy.com.
Uh-huh.
Huh. It's called
thestarsacademy.com.
What number are you seeing?
She says she sees five and a half million.
I see.
Is that what they're asking for or what they have?
No, I see amount raised is 487,000.
Oh.
487. Hmm. So about half a mil.
No, well, maybe they're trying to.
Maybe it's a couple different sources. I don't know.
Anyway, that's what Tom DeLong is doing from Blink 182. Travis Barker from Blink 182 is, maybe starting a second career as a party planner. His kid's 14th birthday party, it, honest to God, looks like a giant outdoor festival concert.
I follow him on Instagram.
Did you see some of this?
His kids are living the best life.
Uh-huh.
He is in no way trying to keep them humble.
Oh, no. He is like, I'm a rock star, and you're the beneficiary of that.
They walk around like rock stars themselves. They've got great costumes on at all times.
Mm. Landon is this 14-year-old's name. Travis turned his backyard into a they call it a mini concert. There's nothing mini about this. The headliner was Lil Pump, who I believe we just entered the top 10 in the, or we just heard about top 10 about Lil Pump, because I love the name Lil Pump.
Yeah, I think he's in the top 10.
Pump's got here it is. He's got the number 3 album on the charts. So he must have. I don't think he's in the top 10 singles, but he was. We saw him this week. I think on Monday or Tuesday. About 100 guests, including Stevie Wonder's kids, and tons of other celebrity spawn. That's who he hangs out with. Hmm. But here's some photos from the fabulous. While Tom DeLong's headed to the stars,
is that the boy on stage?
That's
there?
The boy. He's up there with Lil Pump performing.
Good. Well, you know what?
Sure. Why not? Give your kid a great time. There's no law against it. Good luck with him in the future.
I don't know how he'll function in the real world, but
maybe
he'll
never
need
to.
Right. His dad has made enough money that he can just live the best life.
Yeah. I just don't want him to turn into one of Will Smith's kids, because they are just... I mean, I'm sure they're very nice kids. They just seem very, very out of touch with reality.
So didn't he have a near-death experience that maybe he's just like...
He did. He was in that plane crash.
Yeah. I think he was one of only two people who survived that.
Well, the DJ died, right?
Right.
DJ AM?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I think he survived it and maybe one other person, but a terrible, horrible plane crash. Yeah. The hotline's ringing, you guys.
And Travis, what is he worth?
Oh, he's...
Travis Barker, approximate worth of $85 million.
Mm. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And they replaced Tom DeLong in the band. They're still out touring.
Right.
I follow them on Instagram. They're out there doing shows. And the dude, I guess they got him from another band, and so the dude's in two bands, but he's in Blink, and Tom's not.
Well, Tom's busy, you know? He's got other things
to worry about. In outer space, right.
Yeah, like I hear about people who are that into outer space or, you know, have these beliefs about it. And I think that there's people who sort of, you know, can be enthusiasts about that and people who just go off the... Like, he seems like one of those people who's gone off the deep end. Although, if he's raised somewhere between $500,000 and $5 million, and he wants to build the drawing of the spaceship's just beautiful.
At least he's smart enough not to use his own dough.
Right. Let's get some dough from other people. Chelsea Handler is ending her Netflix talk show. Chelsea?
She's ending it or Netflix is ending it?
Well, who knows how they agreed. She still works for Netflix. She's going to do a documentary. And I guess there are new episodes of Chelsea that will continue to stream weekly until the end of 2017. A 42-year-old Chelsea made the announcement on her Instagram yesterday, simultaneously revealing her plans for moving forward into 2018. She said, like so many across the country, the past presidential election and the countless events that have unfolded since have galvanized me. From the national level down to the grassroots, it's clear our decisions at the ballot box next year will mark a defining moment for our nation. For these reasons, I've decided not to return for another season of Chelsea and instead devote as much time as I can to becoming a more knowledgeable and engaged citizen and to focus on projects that have significance to me. There is, and I believe she's doing a documentary about, you know, her diving into this new knowledge that she wants to
have.
That
is awesome. You know, all the people who flipped out when this most recent election phase passed and they were freaking, I hope they follow this example and jump in and do something.
Right.
Instead of just Facebooking.
Right. Whining on Facebooking doesn't really accomplish anything. Except probably get you in a fight with, like, you know, members of your family.
Good for her. So hopefully she does something, you know, she's...
We shall see. Smart girl. Woman. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
E has finally retired the fashion police. This promo picture, you know, ever since Joan Rivers passed away, her daughter Melissa's been doing it. Here's a little promo shot. No, it's
good.
Just not the same.
Oh,
Lord.
Look at that. Vinny.
My MacGyver weight's not helping me anymore. Oh, maybe.
Did you touch it? What'd you do?
I don't know.
You got the balance all screwed up now.
Now the whole thing's screwed.
Oh, Bryn, why don't you get a screwdriver and try
to
really
fix
it.
This thing?
All right.
It worked for a couple hours. That was good.
Should I go get one? You need me for
you
anything?
You don't have to do it right now. In a world that they say has become increasingly fatigued with aesthetic criticism and who are you wearing, E has decided to end the fashion police. There will be a November 27th special, Fashion Police, The Farewell. It'll pay tribute to the late Joan Rivers with previously unaired footage. E's regular red carpet coverage, which has continued to thrive. People are still into that. And it's true, I will turn to E when there's a award show or something
right.
on there. So that's going to be unaffected by the end of Fashion Police, but it's over. The picture of Juliana Rancic, and I mean, it's a picture of the three hosts. I don't even know who the dude is. I haven't watched that show in years.
Brad Gorski.
And then Brad Gorski.
He's a stylist.
He's a stylist, Vinny.
All right.
But Juliana Rancic, who is, I actually weirdly love her. Like, she's.
I kind of like her too.
But it's
really?
The weirdest picture of her. She looks like
she's
a praying mantis in this picture.
Thin.
Very.
And she hardly ever works there anymore because she lives in Chicago with her husband.
Oh.
Isn't she sick, though?
She had some issues
going on, yeah.
I thought something was cancer.
Yeah, I think that she might have had, was it breast cancer? I can't remember.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know she was having trouble conceiving. I don't know if they ended up adopting. I kind of lost track of her story.
And then she was, she gets really pissed when people say how skinny she is because she's, you know, she is one of those people who apparently truly can't put on weight.
Yeah.
And everyone would say she's anorexic. And she's like, no, I'm not, man.
I eat
all I can. Shia LaBeouf entered a guilty plea for his public intoxication arrest, the one where he went off on the racist rant, and the judge is sending him to anger management. This was in Savannah, Georgia, this morning. He didn't get any special celebrity treatment. He waited in the back of the court until his case was called. He pled guilty to obstruction and no contest to disorderly conduct. His public drunkenness charge was dismissed. He's got anger management, a year of probation. He has to undergo alcohol evaluation and pay about $2,600 in fines. TMZ had reported the night of his arrest, police cameras captured Shia saying a slew of not great things. Very nasty, very racist to the officers. Lowlights included stupid bitch, dumb F, telling a black officer he was going to hell for being black, and telling another officer that his wife watches porn because she loves... I'm just not going to repeat it. If you really
loves what?
Just racist things.
It seems like he's done all this before, as in the fines and the anger management. Like, he's just
and the rehab and
trouble,
everything else.
Yeah,
he seems like a perfectly, you know, weird, nice person when he's not wasted, because that's when he turns. Then it's when his real, true colors come out.
Mm. He's going to be in Borg versus McEnroe, that tennis movie. He's got another movie coming out called The Peanut
is
Butter.
Is he going to be McEnroe?
Let me see. I think he is.
I bet he will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be perfect for him.
Ugh. You cannot be serious.
Yeah, he is McEnroe.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's McEnroe was a classic.
Mm. Yeah.
It's why people were watching tennis at the time. Say what you will. It's like, someone's flipping out. All right.
Brash New Yorkers screaming. All the collared shirts were like,
oh,
and my virgin ears.
And the rest of us went, what, tennis? Okay. I'll watch that.
Ooh,
that's the guy.
That's not necessarily Mel Gibson level, but that's...
Yeah. But that's also in front of a big crowd of people. I mean, you had to... And
it's
TV
over tennis,
on it, so,
too.
Right.
I mean...
Get your little white shorts in a bunch, why don't you? What's going up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff. I'll do a little... crime report for.
Okay.
What? A little crime report for you and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey there, it's Thursday, almost Friday. And this part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Coming up at 9:15, we peek for the week.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everyone. We'll be reviewing the movie The Snowman.
What Michael is that about and who's in it?
Michael Fassbender, one of our greatest actors.
He's amazing.
And well, I don't want to give it away. And it's like a suspense thriller. There's murders. Oh. Women are getting murdered.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
And Michael Fassbender has to find out who the killer is. Oh. Stay tuned for that, everyone.
Okay, so you and Scott Capurro will be reviewing that at 9:15. Scott has a show, let's see, tomorrow night in Alameda at the Phoenix, on Saturday night in El Granada at Hop Dogma. And he's scheduled for Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park on Saturday, October 28th. And I believe that got turned into a benefit.
Yes.
I don't have the benefit info right in front of me right now, but that's definitely going to be... Nope, I don't have it right in front of me, but it's like a Northern California fire relief fund.
That, yeah, I mean, I have the poster, but it doesn't say exactly, so we'll ask.
A NorCal Credit Union, something like that. They've got a fund set up so that if you go and see him in Rohnert Park, not only are you going to laugh your ass off, you're going to be doing it for a good cause. And I'm sure he'll have more information on that when he gets in here to do the movies review. Up to 20% off select IKEA sleeper sofas only from October 18th to October 29th. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com for more details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon on Alice. She's headed up. Oh, we don't have the
I wanted to sing. I was all.
You gonna...
Jane, you're playing a game called.
I'll find it.
I don't think you can find it.
No, I can. It's fine.
Let's just see how long this takes him.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Bryn?
I don't know. Maybe he's eating. He's eating cupcakes.
Yeah.
Bryn, everyone.
No, that wasn't
there.
It.
They're trying to sing a song.
We need Jane. Jane.
Me in there.
Where's Jane at?
Yeah.
Hold on.
See, he was having a big conference meeting.
Jane is actually headed to Napa right now with the masks we bought this morning.
Jane is headed up north. Yeah. She's helping out with the fires up there. Volunteering and that's all I got.
She says she texted me a few minutes ago and said, I'm on the 580 now, headed up to drop off your masks. I will send them your love.
Aww.
So Jane.
Ah, Jane.
She is on this afternoon, right? She'll
yes.
be back.
Yeah. She'll be back. We also have our promotions team headed up there as well to do a shift and
bunch of people
sales
from the building
are
going,
doing a shift. Yeah. So good job,
everybody doing their part.
Way to go, guys. Tonight, Thursday night football is in Oakland. So the Kansas City Chiefs are in town to take on the Raiders. Go Raiders.
Go Raiders.
So traffic?
Yeah, you can expect that.
Yeah.
5:25, 5:30.
Let's try not to barf on national TV, everyone, okay?
Or get until 5.
Right. Let's try to just watch a football game and have some fun with our friends.
Right. Sounds great.
Okay.
Hotline.
I've got a couple crime stories here, so I may need some kind of dragnet bed. I don't know.
All right. You're waiting for the bed?
Yeah.
I don't really know what to...
No.
Type in dragnet. Dragnet was a cop show.
How about
Or Law and Order?
Maybe, no. Law.
What's this?
Cops.
Cops?
Bad boys!
Will that work for you?
What you gonna do?
Gilberto Escamilla handled food deliveries for the kitchen at the Juvenile Detention Center in Brownsville, Texas.
Okay.
In August, he took a day off for a doctor's appointment. While he was out, they got a call from a food company they work with. It was about 800 pounds of fajitas they were supposed to be delivering. The person handling Gilberto's calls didn't know anything about 800 pounds of fajitas.
Oh.
He said, our kitchen doesn't serve fajitas. We're a juvenile detention center in Brownsville, Texas.
Oh.
The food company said, what? We've been delivering fajitas to you guys for 9 years. Everyone was confused, so they started looking into it, and it turns out Gilberto's been stealing every single order of fajitas for almost a decade and has a side business where he sells fajitas to local companies.
Oh, my God.
When they added it all up, he'd stolen $1.2 million worth of fajitas over the course of 9 years.
Oh, my God. So he had to take off a day for a doctor's appointment. And the sting.
And it foiled the crime.
Best boy.
The facility's been consistently over budget. No one could figure out why. And that was why.
Yeah.
They probably fired him when he showed up for work the next day.
And now he's got to pay them back, probably.
Then the police found a bunch of fajitas in his fridge when they searched his house.
Oh,
he's been arrested and is facing felony charges for first-degree theft.
Yeah, that's a lot of fajitas to steal. 9 years worth of, they couldn't track it down. And they work in a juvenile detective. You'd think they'd have some detective around there somewhere. That's pretty funny. That's a
I've good got
one.
Another one.
All right, here we go. Oh. Bad boys. Did you find Dragnet?
No, I'm not even sure what that means.
Just really. Type in Dragnet theme song.
All right.
There we go.
There it is.
There it is.
I do know that.
Duh.
God, Bryn.
Duh, you.
God, baby brain.
It would have been good
there
to
is some talking.
Have some.
Oh, there's talking.
Heads up.
Turn it up.
Police in northern France were baffled by a string of robberies that have been happening on an airport shuttle bus.
Oh.
The trip took over a little over an hour, and people kept saying stuff had been stolen out of their luggage. So they're getting on this thing to get to the airport. Thank
and they,
you.
They put your luggage underneath in like the cargo hold
right?
for
and
the
then,
trip.
And then they drive to the airport, and mm-hmm. then in that time, somehow, stuff had been stolen from their bags. Didn't make sense. The bags were in the cargo hold under the bus the whole time. No one had access to them. So they were like, it must have happened before they were loaded, or it's happening after they're unloaded.
I have a theory.
Hold on.
Okay.
Then one of the bus drivers figured out what was happening when he noticed a large suitcase started moving on its own. When the bus got to the airport, one of the passengers picked up the bag and tried to leave with it real quick. The driver called the cops, and they were waiting there. And it turned out the guy was working with an accomplice who was hiding inside a suitcase, and once the bus started moving, he'd unzip himself, go through... Go through the other bags and steal anything valuable, including laptops.
Oh, jeez. And put them right into his bag with him.
And then he climbs back in the bag and then
zips himself up, and his accomplice takes the bag, and they leave with the stuff.
It's genius.
Both guys
are
about
40. I figured it was someone who jumped into the cargo hold and just was hiding in there. But, I mean, putting a guy in the bag is absolutely genius.
Yep. Both guys are about 40 years old. The one who hid in the suitcase got 8 months in jail on Monday, and the other guy had a longer rap sheet. He got a full year.
Oh, That's all they got?
Uh-huh.
That seems low. Oh, it just got funky. Good stories, Vin.
One more.
Okay. Oh, more.
A man in a ski mask busted into KFC in Baton Rouge, Louisiana earlier this month. He pulled a gun on two people working there and demanded all the cash in the registers. While one of them got him the money, the other one thought he recognized him as a former coworker.
Oh.
And said, "Cleveland, is that you?" And the robber responded, "No, it's not me."
Man, robbers are such brainiacs.
Then he took off in his car with about $600. The employees called the cops and said,
"We think it's Cleveland.
Cleveland Willis stole all our stuff." He was arrested for armed robbery. Poor Cleveland didn't know to not answer to his own name.
That's too bad.
While committing a crime.
Yeah. Well, he'll know better next time. It's not me.
I don't know if this counts as a crime, so you can cut the music, and then if you want it back, if you think
okay.
it's a crime.
Right.
I don't know. It's hard to say. There's a restaurant in Long Beach, California called Sweet Dixie Kitchen. Ooh. They get pretty good Yelp reviews, and that can often send people to your place,
sure.
right?
Plus, it sounds great. Sweet Dixie Kitchen. Come on.
There was a guy named Tyler who was eating there when he realized this fried chicken tastes just like Popeye's. You know, Popeye's fried chicken.
Yeah.
Is Popeyes good?
Delicious.
So good.
When he confronted them.
Why would someone bitch?
Well, because you're not at Popeyes. It seems right. Weird that this tastes just like Popeyes.
Paid three times as much as you would have at Popeyes.
When he confronted them about it, the waiter admitted, yeah, we buy our chicken from Popeyes.
Oh, he just admitted it.
He felt ripped off, you know, because they sold him a chicken sandwich for $12.50, and Popeyes sells him for a lot less than that. So he posted it up on Yelp. Oh. That's when the Sweet Dixie Kitchen responded, and they didn't deny it. They actually bragged about it. They said, we proudly serve Popeyes spicy tenders. It's always been our goal to feature local food and guest chefs here. Huh?
Popeyes doesn't seem like it's local to anywhere.
And yesterday, the owner tried to clarify on Facebook.
Louisiana.
Basically, she said, most of the stuff at every restaurant is brought in. You know, like chickens and cows make milk. That's nobody's.
No, that's not the same. I mean,
it's not. You're right.
Right. I don't know that it deserves the dragnet thing, okay. But it's for sure wrong.
Yeah.
If you're serving Popeye's chicken, you should just say, proudly serving Popeye's chicken.
And you could get this for $4 instead right. of $12 if you walk down the street like right. we did an hour ago.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Sweet Dixie Kitchen. What?
I watch the Chelsea show every week, and she has turned into such a great political advocate. She's still so funny, but educated people really well with good facts. That's great.
Good for her.
Sounds I'd love
like she's
to
doing
see her
thing.
Do something with that energy.
Yep. She's always been very outspoken.
Travis Barker and DJ AM survived the crash, but DJ AM died from a relapse overdose.
Oh, is that right?
That is. I do remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And a bunch of people wrote that, too. DJ AM survived, but then died.
Only two? Because I thought it was
yes.
Travis and one other dude, so mm-hmm. It must have been this guy. And he was burned. I mean, it wasn't like they walked away unscathed. Like, they were horribly
it was bad.
Burned.
And the guy still tours, so he must either still be flying or he's decided
one of those
to...
bus people.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife and I bonded on how awesome your advice was on our first date. We're celebrating our 5th anniversary this week.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Huh?
We do give good advice. We have some advice to give today, I'll tell you that right now. I got a couple good ones.
Is that right?
I got one for next time Rudy's on, too. So specific about the friend hopping thing.
Oh, the friend hopping thing's so weird.
I know.
You should share your friends, everyone. It's not, you know.
This lady's not Mexican either.
You don't own people.
It's not just Mexicans.
You don't own like them.
How many of us have them?
Is there a better gift than sharing your friends?
In some cultures, apparently, there are better gifts than that.
There are a couple. I mean, you could share your boobs. I mean, that's better than sharing your friends. But if you shared your boobs and your friends, you'd be the best sharer in the world.
You have the most twisted logic.
What are you talking about?
Anyone I've ever met.
Just sharing stuff that you got.
I'm going to defend you that real quick.
Oh.
Not time for the song. I just want to say, I think when there's a tendency for when it's hard with the music, there's a tendency when you tell one friend something and then they hang out without you and the drinks are flowing and something you've told one friend goes to the other friend.
You don't want
to
be talked about or have your secrets told.
Yeah, I think that's at times an issue.
I see.
Where's my crunch? Too late.
Well, we didn't know if you
wasn't
were done.
Sure you're done, and you're still talking.
Yeah, and it's not even your turn yet.
Yeah,
the movie review is in 15 minutes. Everyone, hang through these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.